The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. Whether you're catching us on the podcast platform, SiriusXM, or a traditional radio dial, thank you so much for finding us and joining us today. We've been around here for well over two decades, and our missions have always been to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about us and our show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to our past shows, watch our videos, read our articles, and don't forget, sign up for our free weekly newsletter.
Yeah, we have a ton of content, Dr. Mark. We love creating content, sharing it with the world. We ask you that you share it with your friends and family so they can be up to date with what's going on in our environment now, not 15 to 20 years ago and reading antiquated information. We have well over 315 podcasts ranging from all different topics, as well as the health breakthrough section. You could read every condition from A to Z there, all written by our good friend, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Dr. Mark, how you doing? Really happy to be here with you today.
Oh, great. Yeah, doing well. How about you?
Doing really good. And we're going to cover a topic. I know you get a lot of questions at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. You are the founder of that practice there in Encinitas, California. And, you know, one of the things people get confused about is protein, especially protein powders. And people just don't know what to pick. And especially if we have listeners who range from 20 all the way up to 90 years young, we need to make sure that we're going to provide them adequate information. So Amberlynn Vital, our good friend of Garden of Life, the regional educator, is going to come on, talk about myths in the marketplace when it comes to protein, how protein's made, and share more on peptides. But before we get to that, we always selfishly keep this first segment for ourselves to share some new breaking information under our health breakthroughs. Dr. Mark, you recently put out a brand new article, Build Bone Without Drugs. Tell us more about that.
Well, sure. A lot of people are surprised to find out that with the right natural protocol, you can increase bone density. A lot of doctors aren't even aware of that, and I've seen it many times over the years in practice. And I talked about a recent patient who had bone loss. We put her on a protocol, and then with before and after bone density scans, special x-rays of the low back and hip, that's how you assess bone density, we were able to show a significant improvement. So this can be done, but it requires addressing the diet, addressing the right nutrients, and the right type of resistance training. So that's really what I get into in this article.
I know that you had written another article, Drink More Milk, Break More Bones. And I'll tell you, people when, you know, raising their children, if they're not well informed, they just think, hey, the more milk product we give our child, the better off their calcium and their little bodies are going to be able to produce bone. Not the truth, Dr. Mark.
Well, it's true. We drink more milk than any nation in the world, and we have the highest rates of osteoporosis. So obviously there's more going on. And a lot of people just have problems with cow's milk. It causes digestion, absorption problems. Obviously, cow's milk does have calcium, but calcium by itself has not been shown in studies to build bone, because we know there's many nutrients involved in building bone density. You have magnesium. You have the different vitamin Ks, especially vitamin K2, for example. You have silicon as another mineral. And there's others as well. And so if you're just focusing on calcium, I mean, it doesn't work that way in our body. You have to have a team of players getting into the bone and helping build that natural bone matrix. Now, that's on top of getting the right type of resistance training on a regular basis. And it's on top of a diet which isn't too acidic forming in the blood. And that's been studied as well. And so the average person in America is eating a diet which is slightly acidifying to their blood, which is not conducive to building bone.
Great point. I know that we covered that on an episode, gosh, maybe 100 episodes ago on our podcast, Are You Acidic or Alkaline? I put a link in that article so people can go and read that. But somebody comes to you, and I know this was a patient that you talked about. What protocol did you essentially put this particular patient on? and they were able to get really good results.
Yeah, well, the patient already had been on a very healthy diet for many years. She's very health conscious. She also was doing resistance training consistently, so that wasn't the problem. But we did put her on our Bone Plus supplement, which basically has, you know, the basic things you need, the calcium, the magnesium, some potassium, manganese, vitamin D, vitamin K. There's some turmeric extract in there to keep inflammation down, which includes the bones. Bone loss is also a disease of inflammation in the body, chronic inflammation leading to a breakdown of the bone. And then we also put her on her Silica Wellness, which has some research on it too in women in terms of helping with bone density. So that combination, along with extra vitamin D3, K2, because most people can't get enough just in one formula. So those three things, and after a year, we redid her bone density test, and we found a significant increase in her hip bone density, increased by 39% relative to her previous test. So that's really, really good. Even if it was a drug medication, you'd be very happy with that.
That is really impressive. I mean, when people start to think, I've degraded the bone, they've lived in this way that they can't ever get it back. That's what some of the traditional medical doctors have said. Research shows differently. So I'm so glad that you shared this with the audience. Again, they can go and read this article themselves. It's right under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And you can learn more. Like I said, you can sign up for the free newsletter right on the top. You can visit the online store that Dr. Mark has personally formulated the majority of the products and uses in a clinical setting. Stick with us when we come back from the break. More on protein with our very special guest, Amber Lynn Vital.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Hi, listeners. Kelly here. Did you know that there's been a leap of technology regarding superfoods? Research has shown that plants from the ocean, such as seaweeds, are among the most nutritionally dense and health-promoting foods humans can consume. SeaVeg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. SeaVeg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Using sea veg supplements daily is an effortless way to be proactive about your health. Call sea veg at 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or online at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, as promised, we have a wonderful show planned for you. If you're a regular listener of the show, a very special return guest, Dr. Mark, who's our great friend, joining us on the show today.
Yeah, we have a friend, Amber Lynn Vital, and she's a full-time regional educator for Garden of Life. And she's been educating and speaking them for many years now. And she brings health awareness to many parts of the United States. Amber, great to have you back on.
Always good to be here. Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you. And again, today we're taking on a big topic, protein powders. I mean, you can't go into a store without having a wall or a sea of different one ranging from $5 to $60. So today we're going to talk about some of the misconceptions, what consumers need to keep an eye on, and then just get some generalized education. I think when you're educated on something, you can make a more informed decision for you and your family. So Amber, if you don't mind, why don't we kind of just start with a question that has changed year after year and decade after decade, because there's been a lot of different ones in the marketplace. But how is protein made in general? Would you mind just starting there to kind of get our listeners up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, it is like the biggest section of the supplement section of any store, you know, and it is overwhelming. And these are powders in a canister. And I think it's so important to remember that, because we always get customers who say, well, do you make it this way? Do you make it that way? Do you make it free of this? Do you make it free of that? When it has this in it, it bothers me. And there's, you know, to make it a powder and make it shelf stable, it has to be free of moisture, has to obviously be free of any microbial content. It has to be processed. You know, and as much as we try to process it as minimally as possible, it is a processed product because it's got a 2-year shelf life, and it is not beans and quinoa that you made in your kitchen. It's not a salmon fillet. It's not a steak. You know, it's not eggs. It has to be stabilized in some way. So if you are really sensitive to processing, you shouldn't be doing a protein powder. Now, if you have good digestion and you need a variety of ingredients and you need the convenience and you tolerate protein powders well, you have so many options. Protein is big, right? It's a big molecule. It's made up of hundreds of thousands of amino acids, and you have to digest that, break it apart into smaller chains of amino acids. And at the gut lining, it's broken down into 2 or 3 amino acid chains that can enter your bloodstream and be used by your body. So how we get it, even in a protein powder, even though you look at it and it's a powder and it looks small to your naked eye, it's still huge, you know, and you have to digest it. So it has to be something made of ingredients that you tolerate, made of ingredients that you can digest well. We at Garden of Life, we almost always include probiotics to help with that process. We always used to include a lot of enzymes. Now we find we don't have to nearly as much because our stuff is very digestible. And the best proteins, especially in the plant world, are made from grains, seeds, nuts, and legumes, because those are all storage proteins, right? But being storage proteins, they don't give up their digestibility very well. They want to be swallowed by a bird, stay whole, flown somewhere, and dropped again and be able to sprout into another plant. That's the way the plant survives. So the best plant proteins are soaked, sprouted, or fermented, or all of the above, to be more digestible for the human. Animal proteins, I know this goes against the convention, but they tend to be more readily recognizable by the body and readily digested with good hydrochloric acid and good protease protein digesting enzymes in the body. And a lot of animal proteins take less processing, which is weird. Whey protein takes less processing. People don't really think of that being the case, but it is.
Right, right. What about the concept you talked a little bit about, but talk about peptides and the difference between, you know, collagen and salmon peptides. And people hear the term, but they're not sure what it is, what it does in the body.
Yeah, and labeling can be so tricky, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so hard from the label. You see that it is you see collagen protein, you see hemp protein. Well, these are two very different things. The hemp protein is a whole protein that is from a whole plant source, and it has almost all the amino acids you need, but not quite in the right ratios to be complete. But it is more complete than a collagen protein, which is coming from a very specific part of an animal that's usually thrown away and is actually a peptide because it has to be made into something that's very absorbable, pre-digested and broken down. So somewhere on a label, if you see the word peptides or hydrolyzed peptides or fully hydrolyzated peptides or fully hydrolyzated collagen, these are all words that we're looking for to say that through acids and bases, changing the pH as you would digest it, that bigger protein has been broken down into smaller chains of amino acids called peptides, usually between 1 and 5,000 Daltons. That's kind of a molecular weight measurement, which is much, much, much smaller than eating whole salmon, eating whole hemp seed, eating whole pea protein. It's much, much smaller. And so peptides are really readily absorbable, even for people with poor digestion, but they are extra processed. So it's this trade-off. But that is why collagen peptides, for example, work so well for so many people, even who have compromised digestion. and you see a benefit really quickly in hair, skin, nails, joints. Salmon peptides, like we're using in our new MD protein, is from real salmon fillet, the offcuts, the parts that don't go into your dinner, your Mediterranean-style dinner, and they are fully hydrolyzated like a collagen peptide to be smaller and very absorbable and very tolerated, again, by people with poor digestion. It makes the salmon peptide so interesting because in the wall of protein powders, it's a complete protein, but pre-digested into very small and easily absorbable units, more tolerated by people with compromised digestion.
Wow, protein powders come a long way. I mean, that's the one good benefit out there for people who are trying to bridge the gap and do different things. And Amber, before we go to the break, I think there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about protein. Could you share a couple with the consumers so they can kind of get their ears up and look for, hey, I may want to avoid that $5 protein powder that I'm buying at the grocery store and look for something a little bit different?
Yeah, a lot of it, Kelly, is centered around the idea of complete protein. Because if it has all of the essential amino acids in it, companies will call it complete, but the ratios aren't right. And if you just get a straight brown rice protein, a straight hemp protein, a straight pea protein, you will be deficient. And so that's kind of a big discussion, but that's something I think we really need to cover is this understanding of when is a protein powder actually complete and how do you know as a consumer? Where do you look on the label to find that out?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good topic, Amber. Go into that in a little more detail if you would. You know, complete proteins, ratios. I mean, this is at a deeper level,
right,
which is really the critical information. Go ahead.
So just to start that conversation, you know, your body has to reassemble itself constantly. And in order to do so, it needs specific amino acids and specific amino acid combinations. So think of like if you got a Lego set to build the Eiffel Tower, but certain Legos had fallen out and were missing, and you didn't know that until you started to build it, and you're missing a leg, and it can't stand up straight. This is what happens when you get an incomplete protein over a long term. Like, say you bought a cheap brown rice protein, and it was clean, and it looked great, but brown rice alone does not have everything you need in the right ratio. So even though you say, well, I'm getting 30 grams of brown rice protein a day, you're not making 30 grams of you with that brown rice protein because it's missing some cysteine, it's missing some lysine, it's missing something, and that is the rate limiting missing amino acid. So even if you have 30 grams of it, what you can actually use might only be 20, and therefore you're deficient in protein. And this is why in a country where we should none of us have protein deficiency, we do, and this is why people need protein supplements even when they think they're eating a diverse diet. And you say, well, why in the United States, why in Canada would we even need a protein powder? Who really needs that? We're not malnourished here, but we're making food choices that don't give us every single amino acid we need in the right amount to be able to run our neurotransmitters, run our enzymes, run our hormones, rebuild our joints, rebuild our bone properly. And then you get to muscle and your vanity proteins, hair, skin, nails, all of that. They really show the deficiencies. So we have to learn to look at the back of the label to see not just how many grams of protein in it, but what does that represent as a part of your daily requirements based on a 2,000 calorie diet. And that's where you see the differences. When you can compare one protein to the other and one says this represents 30% of your daily requirements, the other one says it represents 17, that is a calculation that has been done on the amino acid score to show that it's more diverse in amino acids you need or less diverse. And those are the numbers we need to be looking at as consumers.
Great point. And when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up on this conversation with our good friend, Amber Lynn Vital. She, again, is the regional educator for Garden of Life. And as I mentioned in the initial opening, feel free to spend some time underneath our podcast if you want to learn more about fish oil, so many topics that we've talked about, whether your children need to supplement, lots of great shows. So make sure you go and pick that up under our podcast platform at americasnaturaldoctor.com. When we come back from the break, going to continue this conversation as you, as a family or as an individual, what you need to look for when implementing a new protein powder within your family's life. Be back after the break.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at getgreenjuice.com.
Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin, where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
Welcome back, listeners, again, talking all things protein, how protein is made, some of the misconceptions or myths out there about protein. We've covered peptides, the differences in the peptides out there between something like collagen or salmon peptides. And before the break, Dr. Mark, Amber was really starting to educate us on calculations that consumers can look at.
Well, yeah, just people see a lot of information out there in magazines and the internet and how much protein a person should be taking. And, you've got some good information on this. So how can the average person, kind of calculate the amount they need to meet to match their needs and goals?
Yeah, there are calculations out there. And, I would tell people to Google it because you can find a calculator, that allows you to input your activity level, light, moderate, heavy, athletic. You put in your height, your weight. So I'm 5'9", and I'm 140 to 145 pounds. I typically need about 65 to 90 grams of protein a day, depending upon my activity level. Dr. Mark, isn't it like 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram body weight or something like that, or about a half a gram per pound or
somewhere
in that range?
Yeah, half a gram per pound, right.
Yeah. And so, we don't like to work in kilograms because that's extra calculations. But yeah, there are calculators that will do that for you. And so that gives you kind of the idea. But then nobody wants to be calculating their dinner and how much protein they got in their steak or their salmon fillet or their beans and grains. It's arduous. Some people do that. Most people don't. So a calculator is great to kind of give you a general idea. It's when you go for that supplement as a replacement, like a protein powder to replace your breakfast or replace your lunch or to give you a snack during the day or to be your last meal of the day because you want to keep it light, that you want to really see how much am I really getting here. And again, I can't reiterate enough how important it is to understand that, the combinations of protein sources are so important, especially in the plant protein category. And, for years and years and years, many of your listeners probably have heard you have to make the right combinations within 6 hours in the day. If you have beans, you got to have grains somewhere within 6 hours so that you get the right protein combo. If you have nuts and seeds, you got to have some grains somewhere else in the day. That throughout the day, we have to get these amino acid ratios right by combining different sources of storage proteins, your grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. Of course, you have protein in all your vegetables, but it's smaller amounts, right? So if you're vegan or vegetarian, it's really crucial that you have these combinations, even in your protein powder. Straight hemp, straight pea, straight brown rice alone will cause deficiencies. I want you to believe me as a consumer, but you can go look at the labels now because the FDA and the Council for Responsible Nutrition have been thankfully really updating what they allow on a label, and a conscientious company has to comply and show that because of the combination of protein sources in their product, you will get a different percentage of those grams of protein that are actually complete. But I think the best place to look at it, if you're in a store and you're looking at the Garden of Life section and you look at the sport plant and the sport whey, that is a great comparison. You can take the sport plant and the sport whey powder, turn them around, and you can see that in 24 grams of whey protein, you are getting 6 grams of branched chain amino acids. And in 30 grams of plant protein, you're only getting 5.5 grams of branched chain amino acids. So you can see already that the whey protein, by its nature as an animal protein, is providing you with a higher diversity of necessary amino acids than even a very good plant combo. So people who consume entirely plant proteins must have more total protein. So you can't just say, I weigh 145 pounds, I have this activity level, I need 90 grams of protein a day. You have to say, where is it coming from? If I'm just eating, you know, steaks and whey protein, I can 90 grams is pretty good. If I'm eating all grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes, I might need 120 grams in order to get all the amino acids that I need. So it's this, it's an amino acid adjusted scoring system that all the work is done for you. And it didn't used to be done for you, but now on labels of good brands, it's done for you. So you can choose vegan, you can choose vegetarian, you can choose omnivore, you can choose carnivore, and you can know by the label exactly how much of the percentage of your requirements daily you're actually getting from one source of protein versus another. And collagen is the exception. Collagen peptides, don't even count them in your daily requirements. They go on top of it. Why? Because most people don't eat the chicken feet. They don't eat the collagen inside the hide. They don't eat the fish bones and cartilage. They don't eat the eggshell membrane. They don't eat the leftover bits anymore. We always used to. All around the world, people do, in more traditional cultures with traditional diets. In the U.S. and Canada, we don't anymore. So it's as though you left part of the food out and threw it away. And with the collagen peptide, you're bringing it back in. So any protein gram amount listed on a collagen product, add it on top of your daily requirements. Don't even count it as a part of meeting your daily requirements. And that is something people just don't get. And it's so important. You get athletes out there using collagen protein powders, bone broth powders. They think they're meeting their daily requirements. They're prone to injury because they're not.
That is a great takeaway and a good way to educate consumers out there on really how to manage the products they're bringing into their house, what to look for. And again, we're all so different, especially as we age and get older. In our older years, where our need for protein may be different. Maybe we don't assimilate it as we once did, you know, in our younger years. But a common question that I get and I see consumers make sometime, or a mistake that they make, is maybe throughout the day they had good intentions to get in that specific amount of protein. And then maybe they got busy or they missed a meal. So then they decide, okay, well, I'm just going to jam 70 grams of protein into this protein shake and make up for what I didn't get this morning. Not the way to go, right, Amber? Can you guys talk a little bit about that for the consumer?
Oh my God. And then you got the weightlifter bodybuilder who does it too, right after a workout, right? And yeah. And so what isn't it, Dr. Mark, isn't it like 20 to 25 grams is all you can utilize in an hour, I think, is basically what we've understood. Doesn't matter who you are or how big you are.
Yeah, I think per serving absorption, all of that, that's a good point. And you brought up another good point. A lot of the information people read is based on bodybuilders out there who are training 3 to 4 hours a day, who may be on steroids. And so you can't really compare what they're doing to what the average person is doing. Should be doing.
Absolutely not. And yeah, I mean, your average steak dinner is going to have 40 grams of protein or more in it. You know, a good meal, even vegetarian, is going to have high amounts of protein, but you're digesting and utilizing it over a period of time. So it depends on what your goal is. If you want your protein powder to be like a meal, having it be 40 grams, it's not a far reach, because you'll digest it over a few hours, utilize it over a few hours, keep your blood sugar balanced over a few hours, reduce your craving. So that's a good thing. If you're looking for a protein powder to activate and rebuild the muscle group that you just worked out in the gym, you really don't need more than 20 grams to 25 grams in that hour after working out. So we really have to know what a person's goal is. You can eat more protein later, But after you've worked, say I just did a bicep workout, and I want my biceps to be more toned. I want them to be stronger next time. Maybe I want them to be bigger. That's typically not me as a woman, but guys do. I'm going to have to hit the very digestible, high branched chain amino acid protein powder right after my workout. That's why the Sport Plant and Whey are so great, because they're designed for that. They're within that hour after the workout, and they're literally going to go to my bicep and repair my bicep, because there's enzymes there just waiting, saying, hey, we just worked out. We're ready to rebuild. Where's the building material, right? If I just need a replacement, like you said, Kelly, because I don't have a great diet, I missed a meal, yeah, I can have 20 to 40 grams of protein and have that be reasonable meal replacement. But 70 is going to go to waste. It's going to put stress on my kidneys because it's too much at once. I'm not going to utilize all of it. I'm probably going to waste a lot of it. And you're wasting money. You're really wasting money. It's better to do 40 or less more frequently. If a bodybuilder, to your point, Dr. Stengler, they're hitting protein multiple times a day, right? Most of us are using a protein powder for convenience, for replacing a meal, for replacing a snack, for just augmenting the diet, right?
I agree with that.
Collagen protein is that, hey, I have extra needs because I recognize that I don't include this in my diet. I don't eat all of the chicken or all of the beef or all of the lamb. I don't make a soup out of my bones, and I'm missing something. And that collagen peptide can be flavorless, and you can add it to anything, and it brings those amino acids pre-linked back into your diet, back into your health, back into your rebuilding.
Great point. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up on a couple of additional things that what you just said. I know that sometimes that I've even put the collagen powder within olive oil, a little bit of red wine vinegar, shook it up and made a little dressing. So there's tons of ways that you can sneak these little things in. And when we come back, we're going to talk about listening to your body. How do you feel when you eat a particular food? How do you feel when you eat a particular protein powder? Always listen to the body. If you're feeling bloated or different, maybe that's not the right one for you. But we're going to go out to that break. In the meantime, go and check out the website, gardenoflife.com. Click on the protein powders. There truly is something for everybody. We'll be right back after the break.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by our good friends at Pharmacy, the makers of C-Veg and Super C-Veg. Learn more at the website buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking to our friend Amberlyn Vital, regional educator for Garden of Life. We are highlighting proteins, and we're talking all things protein, myths,
peptides, things you need to look for, maybe calculations and way to mitigate, maybe if you're adding too much into your life or if you're not getting enough and finding that balance. Before we went to the break, Dr. Mark and Amber, we were talking a little bit about understanding how we feel when we consume certain foods or even proteins. If you're feeling a little bit bloated, if your stomach's aching a little bit, maybe not the way to go with that particular brand that you're using or even that particular form. What do you two think about me saying that? Do you see that quite a bit or hear that from other people where I know I need to get my protein in, but I don't feel that great afterwards?
I've seen it a lot, even with like meal replacement protein powders, where especially because people already had sensitivities and then they went on a like an immune autoimmune protocol or a detox diet, and they're using a protein shake or a meal replacement shake as a part of that protocol, but their body is stressed and their gut is leaky, they develop a sensitivity. It can happen. They develop a sensitivity to stevia, a sensitivity to peas or brown rice, things that are usually considered hypoallergenic. And then quality throughout the years, you know, a lot of people are allergic to dairy, but whey, they do okay. But a lot of whey wasn't very digestible for a long time. And it used to give me a stomach ache too. More of the products today feel a lot better than they used to. But anything that we consume when we are, I mean, physically stressed, mentally stressed, emotionally stressed, even athletically stressed, can cause sensitivity to that food because it's leaking through your gut when your gut is leaky and stressed.
Right. Yeah. The whole idea of leaky gut syndrome, increased intestinal permeability. So that's true. So if you're a kind of person, you react to a lot of things, maybe a lot of foods, a lot of supplements, you should be thinking, wow, I may have a problem with a leaky gut, and you have to work on healing up that gut. It may not be the products, or it could be products, you know, you're sensitive to. You got to listen to what your body is telling you. And that brings us into, you know, the diet as well, Amber. The most well-studied diet in the world is the Mediterranean diet. And so I know Garden of Life likes that diet, Mediterranean diet, and a lifestyle with it, as well as you have some protein powder. So maybe just review some of the basics of the Mediterranean diet, what makes it so healthy, and then let's get into how we tie into protein powder replacements to go with it.
Great. Well, you both know that I love the research on blue zones. And in the blue zones that are documented, two of them are Mediterranean. So Icaria, Greece, and Sardinia, Italy. And the other blue zones are Costa Rica, Okinawa, and then Loma Linda, California. Ah, close to you. So, you know, it's a study on where people live the longest and the healthiest. And we see those types of foods. It's almost always got fish in it. It's almost always plant-based. Your plate is made up mostly of plants, and that could mean grains, legumes, you know, all kinds of things, but very minimally processed in all cases, right? In Nicoya, Costa Rica, corn is the main grain. In Okinawa, Japan, it's rice. In Sardinia and Greece, there's barley. Sardinia, there might be a little bit of pasta, a little bit of bread, but you've got tons of good fats, good proteins, but nothing is excessive. It's not a carnivore diet. It's not a keto diet. It's not a vegan diet. You know, it's balanced and full of lots of plants. So I love to talk about this. Dr. Mark, you love to talk about this because it's the longest running experiment. You can't do this kind of a nutrition study, in a laboratory over a course of 6 months. You will not see the results that you see by looking at people's diet and lifestyle over generations. And that is really what we are basing this on. We know that doctors recommend a Mediterranean type diet and lifestyle for the major diseases that people are suffering today, like heart disease, like diabetes, right? Even Alzheimer's, dementias. All of these things are bettered by putting people on a more Mediterranean or blue zone type diet. And if they were on it long term, they probably wouldn't be having those problems because we don't see those problems in those cultures. So the MD protein line, MD for doctor formulated and MD for Mediterranean diet, little double entendre there, is really about meeting those heart health needs of that population that whose doctor is probably saying, hey, the best diet for your heart health and your problems that you have is the Mediterranean type diet, pre-war Mediterranean, before all the processed foods, no baklava allowed, sorry. and no pita bread. And, you know, it's really meeting their needs for fiber, their needs for things like microbiome, shifting the microbiome, for getting a processed protein supplement that is based on foods that would be in your Mediterranean type diet and has real functional ingredients, all of leaf extract, Bacillus subtilis, soil-based organism, fava bean protein, salmon protein, pea protein, and then spent barley and rice. So we have these plant proteins in the MD protein line that sort of blow my mind, because the beer industry, let's just say nationally, it's global, but nationally, let's just look at the United States. You have beer being made all over the U.S., and if, like here where I live in Montana, you have ranchers who can come to your brewery and pick up your spent grain, it's still got tons of nutrition in it, and they bring it. We bring it to our sheep. Our friends bring it to their cows. People bring it to their pigs, and it's full of nutrition. And so it's a waste product that still is a viable food stream, right? So what we did is supported a company in building themselves up to be able to gather from a lot of the craft brewery industry these spent barley and rice that has been regeneratively grown, because that's the best way to grow it, and turn into a protein powder that is soaked, sprouted, and fermented. Because remember in the beginning I said if it's a grain, seed, nut, or legume, it needs to be soaked, sprouted, or fermented, or all three. Well, spent grain is all three. And so it's the most digestible plant protein you will find. You're using something that goes in a landfill if a rancher can't come pick it up, and it still has all this viable nutrition in it. So it meets our sustainability, our carbon neutrality, our reuse, recycle, upcycle standards, and our digestibility and health standards at Garden of Life.
Yeah, leave it to you guys to make sure that you're utilizing every single thing. And I just want to point out, because listeners are probably like, whoa, salmon, creamy vanilla, it doesn't taste like salmon. Let's just put that out there. Just because you're reusing the parts that we're not using, you're not making a salmon shake, right, Amber?
That's right. And this is where that comparison between like a salmon peptide and a collagen peptide comes. The salmon protein is from the same salmon meat that you would find in a fillet, but it has been pre-digested and turned into a smaller peptide form that is easily digestible, both because of the population that we're targeting, which might be a little bit past middle age, might have some heart health issues, might have some leaky gut, might have some digestion issues, lower stomach acid, all the things that make it harder for us to digest and assimilate proteins, like you said earlier, Kelly. But that also means that because it's a peptide, it doesn't have any salmon flavor or odor, just as your collagen peptide does not taste or smell like chicken leftovers or cow leftovers or, you know, or pig or egg leftovers. You don't get that taste or flavor in a collagen peptide, and you don't get it in a salmon peptide either. So get it out of your mind that it's going to taste like vanilla salmon. And just think of it in the same sense of how your collagen peptides can taste like anything you use to flavor them. In fact, I find that these protein powders are probably our best flavor and texture combo. We just keep getting better and better. They're light and yet slightly creamy. They blend very well in water, but they're even tastier in a plant milk. Do not put them in cow's milk. That's just overdoing your protein. And you have your chocolate and vanilla flavor, because that's just kind of where we started. Sorry, I know it's boring, but they're delicious. And they just feel very light and very digestible on the stomach.
Yeah, so listeners can go and learn more. Like I said, go and find the one that measures up for you. As we've talked about on the program today, everybody shouldn't be consuming the exact same one. So, you know, see what ticks the boxes of what we've covered today, of what your needs are, whether you're mid-20s or 60-plus, finding something that you can assimilate into your life that makes you feel good and, you know that you're doing good, especially as you're aging and you come across things like sarcopenia, that age-related muscle loss. We need to get more adequate protein levels in. But you can learn more at gardenoflife.com. Click on the protein section, spend a little bit of time there. Appreciate you always coming and joining us, Amber. You always leave us with more information and being very well-informed, wonderful educator, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity. It's always great to talk to you both.
Absolutely. And that does it for our show today, listeners. If you get lost along the way or you'd like to learn more information, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.